Hello?
Good evening. Is Alexandra Steele there?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Alexandra Steele?
Yes, this is she.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress?
I will be voting in the November 2024 election.
The options that we have is definitely vote, probably vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
I'm white.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes, what is your age?
25.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive,
very
somewhat...
liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Is there a neutral option?
We have satisfied and dissatisfied. I guess it's where
well,
you
need
more.
Well, I don't want to pick either of those, so.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Protecting abortion rights and reproductive rights.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
7.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Democrats in Congress.
I don't know. 80.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
75.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
75.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue, and that is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is banning different tobacco products for adults.
Five.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction to including fentanyl.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
And is that a no oppose or no support?
No, I oppose that.
Okay. And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Neither.
The options that we have is somewhat more benefit and somewhat more harm.
I guess somewhat benefit.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Are other issues more important right now?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The second definition is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. So which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus? The second one?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. I am going to... All right.